Music Cares Person of the Year, live January 26th in New York City, musiccares.org.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back.
We move to the second quarter. 17-5. It's Batesville trailing Mountain Home, but the Pioneers will have the ball to start the second quarter. My goodness, after that girls' game, I'll tell you what, this Batesville crowd cleared out. I don't think they've got 10 people left here for this boys' game. They brought a big crowd for the girls' game, though. Batesville won that girls' game 40-37 earlier tonight. Mountain Home had a 14-point lead, and it slipped away. Here's Williams inside for the Pioneers. He'll score. Nice entry pass from J.P. Morgan. He gets the assist, and Williams gets the bucket. 17-7. Mountain Home's lead at 10. District opener for these teams this evening. Here's Benton, a long three, won't go. Dibble in, fighting for the rebound. Ties it up, the arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. The Bombers will keep the position, a possession rather. 7:26 left first half. Inbounds pass knocked away, picked up by Cruz. Now back to Peters. He'll get things set up here. In the half court set, Dibble. Three is good. Dibble knocks down a three. Third three of the first half for Mountain Home. A three at the other end is good by Dylan Clem. He has the answer. So it's 20-10, Mountain Home with 7 minutes left in the first half. Peters, right side, top of the key. Entry pass to Cruz. Drives down the right side of the paint. Scores and a foul. Chance for a three-point play for Cruz. Fouls on Brandon Williams, his first. Team foul number six against Batesville. Cruz with 8 first-half points. At the line, the free throw good. He's a perfect 5 of 5 from the line. 9 points for Cruz, 23-10. Mountain Home leads it. Here's Williams in the paint. Leans in, the shot no, the rebound. Williams comes up with it under the basket. There were 4 Bombers around the ball. Nobody grabbed it. Williams kicks it out to Warner, and he hits a 3 from the corner.
Jacob Warner, 3.
23-13, Mountain Home with 6:28 left in this first half. Batesville continues to play the zone. Mountain Home's big man, David Waymire, out, but getting ready to check back in. Dibble a three, and it's good. Dibble a couple of threes off the bench. 26-13, Mountain Home leads it. Out top, it's Clem. Clem drives. His 15-footer on the move won't go. Talon Benton, the rebound for Mountain Home. 6 minutes left in this first half. Bombers lead it by 13. Peters along the baseline. He'll find Cresilius. Back to Peters. Now Benton out top. Fakes left, goes right with it. Back to Peters on the right elbow. He'll find Dibble. Left side, top of the key. This three is off the mark. Morgan, the freshman, the rebound underneath for Batesville, his fourth. 5:35 left in this first half. 26-13, Mountain Home with the lead. This is Warner on the left side, out top Clem now for the Pioneers. Around the top of the key, Mask with the dribble. This is the freshman Morgan with it. Morgan drives, offensive foul. Cruz takes the charge this time. The foul on J.P. Morgan, his second, 7th team foul, 6 turnovers by Batesville. The Shears and Waymire in. Cruz and Benton will come out. 5:16 left first half. It's a 13-point Mountain Home lead. Cresilius, Bashirs, Peters, Waymire, and Dibble on the floor for Mountain Home right now. Bashirs out top. Here's Dibble right side. Defense a little quicker to him after he's hit a couple of threes. Still a 2-3 zone by Batesville. Penetration by Peters. Ball knocked loose, picked up by Dibble. Just under 5 minutes left in the half. A three by Peters off the mark. Rebound. Waymire up with the follow. It won't go, but there is a foul. Waymire will go to the free throw line. Fouls on Brandon Williams, his second. Team foul number 8 against Batesville. And Waymire at the free throw line. 2 points on the night. First one is missed. Sturdivant back in now for the Pioneers. Cruz back in for Mountain Home. Cresselius will come out with 4:49 left in this first half. Bombers up 26-13. One more for Waymire. This one is off the mark. And Morgan the rebound underneath. Freshman hasn't scored, but he has 5 boards. He has it at the top of the key to the free throw line. Dumps it down low. Baseline jumper is missed underneath by Sturdivant and the rebound by Waymire. 4:33 left first half. It's 26-13. Mountain Home with the lead and the basketball. Bashirs, now Peters. Now Dibble. Inside it goes to Waymire. Driving right baseline. The shot no. And the rebound to Batesville. Warner has it. His first board. Up ahead it goes to Clem. Clem, a free throw line jumper, and it's good. And a timeout, Mountain Home. 4:09 left in the first half. Mountain Home leads at 26-15. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has been a constant in our community since 1963. With 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, we're only as big as you need us to be. At Integrity First, we know you by name and offer a customized quality approach to your banking needs. From opening your first checking account to reviewing your investment and retirement plans, you can bank on us to be there for you. We value our hometown relationships and our priority to keep Integrity First.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
4:09 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Batesville 26-15. Bombers with the ball coming out of their first timeout of the game. Batesville still in this 2-3 zone. Benton
down and look
out top is Bashirs. Dibble in the left corner now. Bashirs back out top. They look into Cruz. The ball deflected, a jump ball called, and the arrow points towards Batesville. Mountain Home's second turnover. Peters will come in, and Bashirs will come out. 3:49 left first half. 26-15, Mountain Home. Bombers have led from the outset here in the district opener. Top of the key with it. This is Sturdivant. Shot no good. Williams the rebound underneath here for the Pioneers. And a 3:25 left in the half. Warner right wing. Out top. Williams wants a three and it's good. Brandon Williams with 5 points off the bench. 26-18. The 13-point Mountain Home lead is down to 8 now. Benton directs traffic. Peters into the paint. Leans in. Chateau gets his own rebound. Powers it up. It won't go on the follow, but there is a foul. And Peters will head to the free throw line. Brandon Williams with a foul. That's his 3rd, 9th team foul. Peters at the free throw line. 3 points on the evening. First free throw is missed.
J.P. Morgan
checking in now for Batesville. Williams with those 3 fouls comes out. Second free throw by Peters is good. 4 points for Peters, 27-18. Mountain Home, a long range three at the other end by Clem is good. He was almost out of bounds. He's got 8 points on the night. Man, that was a long shot. 27-21. Down low for Mountain Home. It's Waymeyer catching, spinning around the defender and scoring. Dibble with the assist, 29-21. Mountain Home by 8 and a timeout, Batesville. 2.5 left in the first half. 29-21, Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
2.5 minutes left in this first half. Mountain Home leading 29-21. Batesville with the basketball after their first timeout. Out top now for the Pioneers. Getting things set up is Mickle, who's back into the ballgame. Starts right, goes left with the dribble, down the left side of the paint, kicks it back to Clem. Clem drives, his 12-foot floater won't go. Rebound out of bounds, Mountain Home basketball. .217 to go in the first half. Bombers by 8 with the basketball. Mountain Home is led by as many as 13. Peters on the left wing now for Mountain Home. Benton out top, into the corner to Bashirs. Peters spins, kicks it to Benton out top. Inside, Cruz left block, the shot no. The tip in by Waymeyer won't go, and the David commits a foul going over the back of Morgan, trying to get the second rebound. Waymeyer picks up his second, team foul number 3 against Mountain Home in the first half. Waymeyer will come out, and Cresilius will check in. Just under 2 minutes left in this first half. Bombers by 8. Sturdivant on the right wing. Now it's Clem out top, behind his back with the dribble. Tries to go down the left side of the paint. Picked up the dribble, had to kick it back out. Now three ball out top is an air ball thrown up by Warner. Mountain Home basketball.
Hunter.
90 seconds left in this first half. Bombers by 8 with the basketball. The Shears on the left wing. Now is Peters back out top to Benton. Bashirs on the right side. Along the baseline, Cresilius, 12-footer, in and out. Rebound, Peters, follow, no. Gets the rebound, and then he's fouled. Peters will go to the free throw line. Foul on Warner, his second. Blakely into the ballgame now as Sturdivant comes out. 10th team foul. First free throw by Peters is good. He gets a double bonus here, so gets 2 shots. He has 5 points on the night, 3 of those coming from the line. Second free throw. Short. Rebound tipped, and Morgan has it here for the Pioneers. 1 minute left in this first half. Bombers lead it by 9. Out top with it is Mickle. They'll look inside for Morgan. His shot, no, he still hasn't scored. Rebound, Peters underneath for the Bombers. And a 39-second left. Inside it goes to Cruz, back to Peters. Bombers going to pull it out, play for the final shot of the half. Down to 32 seconds left in this first half. And Mountain Home leads it by 9 with the basketball. 24 seconds left as the Bombers try to run the final 40 seconds off the clock here.
To the left.
11 on the clock, here they go. Here's Bashirs, back out top, it's Benton. And a whistle away from the basketball and a foul against Mountain Home. Fouls on Peters, his first. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. Third Bomber turnover. 6 seconds left for Batesville now. In the corner, Sturtevant a three. It's no good. Morgan the rebound. The putback is good. J.P. Morgan with his first points of the ball game. It's a putback at the buzzer to end the first half. And the Bombers will take a seven-point lead into the locker room at halftime. 30-23, Mountain Home on top. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Want to see Fleetwood Mac live at Radio City Music Hall? Head to musichairs.org for tickets to the 28th annual Person of the Year celebration. All proceeds benefit Music Cares. Don't miss this opportunity to see Fleetwood Mac, one of music's most iconic bands, while contributing to a great cause. Buy your tickets at musichairs.org.